Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, February 12th, 2011. I appreciate you joining us today. My name is Todd McGreevy. I'll be your host for the next hour. And thanks for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited. Be sure to visit commonsenserevisited.com. That is the website for the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. It's the pamphlet that you can download for free. It's a 48-page full-color magazine. You can download it as a PDF, or you can order copies of it online. You can order an MP3 file of it, a CD of it. It's an excellent primer on the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence. It's of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and nature's God. So I encourage you to check out Common Sense Revisited at commonsenserevisited.com. And today I'm excited to have as our guest John Bush from Austin, Texas. And he was going to be joined by Catherine Bleich as well, but she has fell ill today. So we're going to work with John, which there's plenty to talk about. John, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How are you, Todd?
Hey, John. Good afternoon. It's noon central in your part of the world, too, right, down in Texas?
Noon central.
Yep. Thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I know you're very busy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was excited to have John on because he has been a lot of people talk about doing something. A lot of people have blogs and send emails and so forth. John actually gets on it and gets things done in his local city and county and state in Texas. John, and stop me where I'm wrong with this introduction. John, you are the founder of Texans for Accountable Government. You're also the founder of the Operation Defuse.
Yeah, the Texans for Accountable Government, I actually helped to found it. The real founder was the gentleman by the name of Chuck Young. But I've been the executive director of the organization for the past 2 years, and Operation Defuse was co-founded by Catherine Bleich and myself, and interestingly enough, we actually, it was inspired by the Articles of Freedom, the privacy section. We actually laid the groundwork and the plan for Operation Defuse there in St. Charles, Illinois at the Continental Congress 2009.
Yes, that's. Thanks for pointing that out, John. I had drawn those threads together. I did meet John for the first time in St. Charles, Illinois, at Continental Congress. He was a delegate at Continental Congress 2009 for Texas, along with his co-delegates, John Rowland and Michael Badnarik. So what a trio we had there from Texas. That was awesome. That was amazing. And so out of the Articles of Freedom, you and Catherine were inspired to start Operation Defuse.
Yes, we helped significantly with the privacy and Fourth Amendment section, and in brainstorming some of the civic actions that people could take back home in order to promote privacy and defend the Fourth Amendment, we came up with an idea for people to visit these fusion centers, to show up at the front door and to introduce yourself and to demonstrate to these fusion center directors and Department of Homeland Security officials that we aren't the violent threat that the establishment would have them believe we are. But we also found at the Continental Congress that much of our own movement, be it the Ron Paul movement, the 9/11 Truth movement, the Patriot movement, many people at that time were very unaware about fusion centers and the dangers that they pose to our freedom. So we'd like to think in the past year we've really played a big role in getting out the information about fusion centers so a lot more people are aware of them now.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good to hear, John. And we're going to take a break here real quick, folks. Be sure to support the advertisers you hear on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with John Bush. We're going to talk about fusion centers, privacy, and we're also going to talk about Agenda 21 this hour. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. We're back at Common Sense Revisited on RBN, and I have with me John Bush from Austin, Texas. And for our listeners out there and those listening to a podcast later, you can go to my personal blog, thirdrailblog.com. That's thirdrailblog.com. And their show links for today are there. And I have posted there links to all the things we're going to be talking about today, including profiles of John and Catherine, Operation Defuse, a link to the Articles of Freedom, Article 5 about privacy, which John just cited, and it was the inspiration to start Operation Defuse. John, but prior to coming to Continental Congress, had you heard of these fusion centers?
Yes, I found out about them probably about 2 or 3 months before the MIAC report broke, which was, I think, sometime mid-2009. Mm-hmm. And, it's a pretty funny story. I was at a neighborhood association meeting here in Austin that I heard the police chief was going to be talking about. And at that time, we'd like to, show up in mass whenever he was speaking to local groups to confront him about his plan to take federal money to train police officers to do blood withdrawals from DWI suspects. We're there to call him out on that in front of these people. And out of nowhere, he says, "Yeah, and we're working with the federal government to take money to bring a fusion center to Austin. And what these fusion centers do is they take in as much information as they can, so they can predict crimes and prevent them before they happen. They'll also help us to put in surveillance technology where we can monitor patterns and we can predict behavior in people if they move or if many people gather in one area." So all sorts of red flags instantly went up in my head, and I started researching into the fusion center system and the Department of Homeland Security. And I got to say, I've been looking at all this stuff since 2002, and never really before had I been so overwhelmed, and it caused a lot of anxiety in me because I saw how dangerous this was to our freedoms. And then sure enough, 3 months later, the Missouri Information Analysis Center reports on the modern militia movement, which labeled Ron Paul supporters, Constitution Party supporters, Bob Barr supporters, and anybody that is against the Real ID, North American Union, Federal Reserve Bank, income tax, etc., labeled them as potential violent radical militia members. So, you know, that just sparked something in my head. I was already somewhat familiar with the fusion centers, and that's actually how I met Catherine Bleich through that particular battle, and we really haven't looked back since.
Yeah, it's just hearing your account of that meeting with the chief of police I'm just not shaking my head. I mean, just the things that come out of these so-called public servants' mouths just amaze me. Some of them, I think they're doing the right thing, but the institutional laziness that abounds just is overwhelming. Is that guy still your chief of police?
Yeah, he's our chief. He was born in Cuba and he fled Cuba. His name's Art Acevedo. He fled Cuba to escape from communism and then started working with the California Highway Patrol and worked his way up to become I don't think he was the chief over there. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, he was imported down here to Austin. Since then, I mean, he's more accessible than the last police chief. However, he has a knack for taking federal money. And one of the things that me and Kat have found in researching the fusion center system and traveling the country is that the federal government is able to influence and dictate policy at the local level through the grant writing process. And that nowadays, so many police forces, local governments, the same thing happens with Agenda 21, which we can get into. They're so broke right now, they're desperate for money. They're willing to take any monies, no matter the strings that are attached. So what happens is you have these ambitious police chiefs who, you know, even if they don't have nefarious ends, which some of them do, but I would imagine it's a minority, even if they don't have nefarious ends, they're still in there trying to do the best that they can with the fewest resources. And the federal government, who I do believe has nefarious ends, and the Department of Homeland Security, they're waiting in the wings to manipulate the local governments into taking these grants with strings attached so they can basically create little federal Soviets all across the country. And so there's a wonderful opportunity to push back on this process by getting involved and kind of throwing a wedge in between the federal government and your local government by scrutinizing the grant receiving process.
Excellent. And I had coffee with one of our former state senators yesterday, and he gave me some advice I have to follow up on, which was kind of one of those duh moments. Get a copy of the grant application.
Oh, boy. Yeah, whenever we did an open records request. We just recently got a fusion center down here in Austin that opened in December of last year. And it had been in the works for about 2 years. And the organization I'm involved with, Texans for Accountable Government, we were involved from day one. But we put in an open records request to get the grant application. And thankfully, we got it the day before the city council was set to vote on the interlocal agreement, which authorized the fusion center. And we found on the grant proposal, sure enough, they had allocated $100,000 for a public health / medical analyst to be stationed at the Austin Regional Intelligence Center. This medical analyst would have helped with epidemiological surveillance, which is tracking and trending diseases. And also they were tasked with helping with mass prophylaxis, which is just in layman's terms means disease prevention. So we took that to mean, you know, potentially we could have someone in this law enforcement, keyword force, fusion center that's dealing with swine flu outbreaks or whatnot. So we made a big stink about that. We sent out press releases. And sure enough, that morning I got a call from the assistant police chief, you know, kind of shaking in his boots like, wait a second. We're not planning on getting this medical analyst, you know. That was never in the works, even though it was on the grant application. So one of the big things about Operation Defuse, our nationwide efforts and also people's local efforts, is the power of the open records request and the power of sunshine. So sometimes it gets tight. Sometimes you got to learn by just doing it. They'll send it to the attorney general, and he'll come back and say this information is not privy to public eyes. But you'd be surprised what you can find out from these open records requests, lots of juicy information that you can then turn and send to the media or send to your representatives in order to help influence them. But we found, yeah, they had $100,000. They're going to have a medical analyst and a law enforcement fusion center. And thankfully, due to our diligence, we managed to put a stop to that.
Let me be the devil's advocate for a second, John, because, you know, the general public, most of them are asleep. They're more worried about the football game than anything else. And, you know, what's the problem with your local county sheriff's office and your local municipal police force and your state police and your highway patrol and your attorney general and your state all collaborating and sharing information to protect us? Isn't that their job?
Sure. Yeah, there's a few problems, but there's not necessarily a problem with sharing criminal information. The way that they sell these fusion centers, and a good way to illustrate how they work is, say, the Austin Regional Intelligence Center here in Austin, which is fusion center number 73, I believe, for the whole country. They always sell it by saying it's a three-county fusion center, Travis County, where Austin is, and then the county to the north of us, Williamson County, and the county to the south of us, Hays County. They say, say somebody robs a bank in Williamson County, and a witness gets a partial plate, the last three digits of the plate. That same vehicle drives down I-35 through Travis County, and then they go into Hays County, and they end up sticking somebody up and holding somebody up in a parking lot, in which the other another law enforcement official gets the first four numbers of the plate. Well, without the fusion center, in many instances, they would have to make phone calls to the other jurisdictions. This would take time. It would be inefficient. With the fusion center, you have a central area where the reports come in that we have this part of the plate and this part of the plate in Hays County, and the fusion center ties the pieces together, and they're able to realize that this was the same crime, and maybe they'll be able to get a direction that they're heading, yada, yada, yada. We don't necessarily have a problem with that. The problem comes from multiple things, namely when the fusion centers begin to collect, share, and analyze information of a non-criminal nature. So the Fourth Amendment says, you know, once you have reasonable suspicion to believe someone is potentially violating a crime, then you can collect information on them. If you want to get, you know, deeper stuff, sometimes you have to have a warrant, but reasonable suspicion allows you to collect information. So according to the Constitution and our state Constitution, law enforcement officials do have the authority to collect information if a crime is involved. At that point, they can share it with other law enforcement. I don't know if there's any restrictions on that. The problem lies when they begin to collect information, say if someone is espousing extremist views, which in Los Angeles, they train their police officers to fill out suspicious activity reports, put them in the Fusion Center database when someone, quote-unquote, espouses extremist views. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security defines right-wing extremism as those individuals or organizations who are opposed to federal authority and prefer local and state authority, or those organizations and individuals who are opposed to governmental authority altogether. You know, and those two things make up like 90% of the cats that I roll with. They also call on the collection of suspicious activity reports when someone is distributing radical literature in public, which could really mean anything. So whenever they begin to dabble in non-criminal information, be it First Amendment protected activity, which I believe to be the biggest violation, or whenever they start collecting bank records, credit card records, shopping habits, health records, then it's really a mission creep, expansion of their original purpose. And then we get in some really shady Big Brother style tactics. Another problem with the fusion centers is it's not, you know, this fusion center wasn't the idea of the Hays County, Travis County, Williamson County sheriffs and local police. This is all a federally driven initiative under the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice to centralize and standardize the information gathering and intelligence sharing practices of all law enforcement throughout the country. It fits in with the FEMA takeover and the federal takeover of state guards and state militias. And basically what it boils down to is a federal takeover of all law enforcement throughout the country. They're now having law enforcement do the bidding of the federal government, which they believe is to protect us from terrorism. And of course we see now peaceful anti-unconstitutional activity. Peaceful dissenters are now being equated with terrorists and extremists. So this whole apparatus is now being turned in order to protect the establishment from those who would upset the status quo, which again is just about everybody I roll with. You're at the top of that list, Mr. McGreevy, and everybody on RBN as well. So if they were just collecting criminal information and using the fusion centers and this technology in order to solve crimes, it wouldn't be as much of a problem, but they're doing so much more than that.
Hold that thought, John. We got a break for commercials here, folks. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about fusion centers when we return, and we're going to get to Agenda 21 as well.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited. Thank you for staying with us. We've got John Bush with us for this hour. Really appreciative of him being with us. We're talking about, right now, fusion centers, which is intelligence-led policing, trend analysis, thought police, frankly. It's Minority Report, you know, in the early stages, in my humble opinion. And John and his partner, Catherine Bleich, have been on the forefront of exposing this and making people aware about what these fusion centers are. And in an environment where in the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, the meme that's been thrown out by our federal leaders, if you will, even our state leaders, is my number one job is to protect the American people. Bush said that over and over. Obama says it over and over. When in reality, no, it is not their number one job to protect the American people. We can protect ourselves when we're left to our own devices, which is why they have a constitution they swore an oath to, is to stay out of our business. It's to restrict and restrain the government, not the other way around. And so these fusion centers that are capitalizing, in my opinion, on this mindset that the government is there as this Leviathan blanket of security. And reading from the OperationDefuse.com website, the American public is beginning to realize that many of the institutions created to, quote, protect the homeland, end quote, from external threats are now being focused inward on anything the establishment deems a threat to the status quo. That's the key phrase I found on your website, John, the threat to the status quo. That's why these things are being formed. And to the, what you and Catherine did after Continental Congress, I think you started on it within just a few weeks. You went on a nationwide tour and you visited fusion centers in multiple cities. Is that correct?
Yes, we took a Southwest tour and we visited fusion centers in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and we were going to visit one in Atlanta, Georgia, but they denied us because they caught a video from one of our previous visits. And then since then, we've met with the Fusion Center director in Maryland, with the Maryland Fusion Center. This guy was a piece of work, Harvey Eisenberg. He was one of the, he's an assistant U.S. district attorney, and he was one of the people that helped us sell the Patriot Act back in 02. But yeah, we've traveled all across the country visiting these fusion centers, and it's something that we encourage activists to do as well. It's really along the lines of Oath Keepers. So the Operation Defuse mission is two-part. One, to educate the public and the activist community about fusion centers. And I really feel that we've accomplished that mission in that, you know, we were covered by several local media. We've done several radio interviews. We did speeches and trainings in all these different cities that we visited. But just recently, of course, we were featured on Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory show. And it was all about the police state, fusion centers, and FEMA. And then since then, the Washington Post, PBS, Frontline, and all sorts of mainstream outlets have all covered fusion centers as well. So we'd like to think that, you know, we had a little bit of part in kind of putting that out there in the nationwide consciousness. But the second part of the mission is to encourage local activists, patriots, freedom fighters, truthers, whoever, to visit local fusion centers, to walk up to the fusion center directors, to shake their hands, to have a face-to-face meeting, and to dispel the myth that's being placed in their heads and in the heads of local law enforcement that anybody that wants to challenge the status quo, that anybody that believes in limited constitutional government, that anybody believes that an individual should be able to opt out of government, that those people are peaceful people. They're not violent threats like the Homeland Security and like a Anti-Defamation League, Southern Poverty Law Center, like they would have us out to be. So you meet with them, you shake their hand, you sit down, and you say, hey, man, I'm committed to peace. I want to work with you. I want to work with the community to bring about a more free, you know, community. So that's something else that we've been doing, and we've done that all across the country, and we were very well received by these Fusion Center directors.
That's leading by example, John, and that tour you took, by all means, raised the bar in awareness, and you guys had a big hand in it, in getting that awareness that you just talked about, and with the mainstream media and so forth. You know, you should be, thank you for making those efforts, and I'm encouraging all the listeners here, like I have on my show every week that I do this live, to take action. Talk is cheap, and this is one of the ways you can take action, is to find out, is there a federal fusion center in the works in your community? Is there one existing in your county, in your state? At Operation Defuse, you can go there, operationdefuse.com, and there's a link at the top left that says find a fusion center. I think you've got a link to the ACLU's map is what it is.
Yes.
And I encourage you to take a look at that. We've got two callers, and we want to get to Agenda 21. And we've got Tom in Florida who wants to talk about Big Brother in his state. Tom, go ahead.
I believe we're having a fusion center built in Tampa. Mm. I heard on one of the shows it's under construction. It sounded like they haven't completed it yet. But what I wanted to bring up was, you know, you're saying that these things are designed to collect information and basically, you know, keep track of everybody. Well, here in South Florida, about 4 days ago, and we saw it coming, at least I saw it coming and a few other people, you know, they've been putting these large 50-foot poles with the domed lenses all over the country and all over the interstates. And I drove up to the Carolinas two summers ago, and me and my kids saw them all the way up, all the way back, all around Atlanta. And then I've heard from friends who were friends that are truck drivers. They said, no, they're on all the interstates everywhere. Of course, we have them on our turnpike down here. Well, 4 days ago, they announced that we no longer pay tolls on the turnpike in Florida, at least in a very large segment of it from the north coming south. And they said, just keep on driving, maintain your speed. If you don't have what they call a sun pass, which is a prepaid pass for the turnpike, mm-hmm. They said, don't worry. We are photographing your license plate, and you will be sent a bill in the mail along with a small administrative fee.
Fabulous.
Which means this is in effect. I woke up. It was about 6 in the morning.
Tom, they're going to break for commercials here in a second, Tom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Shocking. Terrifying. but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Alrighty, folks, we're at the bottom half of the hour in Common Sense Revisited here on RBN. Thank you for staying tuned with us. Tom, just from Florida, called in and just gave us an accounting of his experience that the cameras are putting up on the 50-foot poles across the interstates are now going to be ticketing us for if you don't have your Sun Pass or your iPass or your prepaid tolls and so forth. So we could do a whole other show about that and the incredibly unlawful measure that the cameras are. And in fact, we probably will. So, Tom, thank you for that input, and good luck getting to know the leaders of your fusion center in Tampa, as John has suggested we do. John, we've got a fellow delegate from kind of Congress on the phone, Mr. Ed Vallejo, I believe, wants to join in. You there, Ed?
Hey, good day, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, glad to hear both of you. I know that all the information that you're giving is critical, and there's a lot of it, so I will be brief here. I was just hopefully asking that, along with Agenda 21, you're able to squeeze in a little bit of time to talk about the Foundation for a Free Society, the 10th Amendment Center, the Nullify Now Tour, and the actions being taken currently to try and negate some of these unlawful, unconstitutional federal usurpations. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well done, Ed. Thank you. Foundation for a Free Society. I have a link to that at thirdrailblog.com. That's another organization you're involved with, John, correct?
Yeah, the Foundation for a Free Society. It's a nonprofit that I helped to start along with Jason Rink from Ohio. And our mission is three-part: to educate, activate, and liberate. We're trying to educate people about the philosophy of liberty. We're trying to activate them to spread the message. We're giving them tools that they can use in order to more effectively communicate the philosophy of liberty, and also good strategies and tips in order to get involved politically and to influence local and state representatives. And finally, and most importantly, we're trying to get people to liberate themselves by simply choosing to live freely, by not asking permission, by going out, starting community gardens, starting a garden in your backyard, becoming self-sufficient when it comes to food, participating in competing currencies, trading in silver, learning self-defense strategies, creating neighborhood watch programs, living healthy and natural lifestyles, and overall just, you know, really the philosophy that the political ultimately is not the answer. If we are going to genuinely live free, it's up to each and every one of us as individuals to begin embracing our inner inherent freedom and to live freely. And as Ed said, one of the big things that the Foundation for a Free Society is sponsoring is the Nullify Now Tour, which is out of the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com. Michael Bolden and Bryce Shonka, since 06, have really been doing a good job leading the way for states' rights. And they're currently doing these tours all across the country. There's probably been about six or seven of them now. And basically, they reach out to the local Tea Party, Patriot communities, Libertarian communities, and they bring on authors like Thomas Woods, local state representatives, state senators that are favorable to nullification. And it's really a wonderful outreach and educational opportunity to encourage people to utilize this forgotten tool of nullification, whereby states assert their sovereignty under the 10th Amendment and refuse to comply with unconstitutional federal actions. And it's really picking up steam, the 10th Amendment movement, the state sovereignty movement all across the country. And these guys at the 10th Amendment Center with their Nullify Now tours are really a major catalyst for that. So Jason Rink and I will be traveling the country with these guys. We were just in Arizona, got to see Ed and a lot of great guys down at the Freedom's Phoenix workshop. So if people want to check out nullifynow.com, nullifynow.com, you'll be able to see if this tour is coming to your neck of the woods. And if it's not, you can contact the guys. Right now we're raising money through the Foundation for a Free Society, which is a 501c3 tax-exempt foundation. You know, George Soros and the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, they like to funnel their money to spread their message through tax-exempt foundations. So we started a 501c3 so people can have an opportunity to donate to a cause to spread the message of liberty as opposed to the message of collectivism. So if they want to check out myfreesociety.com, you can consider making a donation there, and the money will be used to not only spread the philosophy of liberty, but also to help support the Nullify Now tours.
John, that's myfreesociety.com is the website for Foundation for a Free Society. And what you talked about at the in the part of your mission with that not-for-profit, the liberate yourself approach, the grow your own garden, to get to know your neighbors, to learn self-defense, to get involved in your local community. You know, there's many on this network and that are opposed to a 501c3, that you're just becoming part of the federal problem. You know, you're not acknowledging that's a criminal corporation. You're just, you know, and what I would say to folks that I'm sure are going to throw stones at such an effort is, you know what? What is the downside of promoting growing your own garden in your backyard and getting to know your neighbors? At a minimum, I think we can all agree, whichever flag we're flying on these efforts to be free, at a minimum, we can agree on bottom-up development, bottom-up coordination, bottom-up networking. That is what Common Sense Revisited is all about, is bottom-up. So I applaud those efforts, John. I think they're excellent. And I've been to the website, My Free Society. It's a great website. It's got some excellent videos of Sheriff Mack there. I encourage everybody to check that out. I want to jump into Agenda 21. And I first became aware of this in at Jekyll Island in May of 2009 at the planning session for Continental Congress when I saw Tom DeWeese speak and the other woman. I can't remember her name this minute. I'll think of it. And if you are hearing the terms smart planning, sustainability, if you're hearing these terms in your state legislature, if you're hearing it in your county legislature, if you're hearing it your municipal level, especially from staff, pay attention to the staff of your elected officials. If you hear this coming, you need to pay close attention. John, you've been working hard on this too as well.
Yes. I caught on to Agenda 21 back in 08, And, man, Austin, the city of Austin is really leading the way. We recently had Michael Shaw of freedomadvocates.org. That's probably the number one resource of anti-Agenda 21 material in the country. We had him down here in Austin, and he was just blown away about how advanced Agenda 21, smart growth, sustainable development is here in Austin. It definitely should be a major concern for anybody that believes in traditional American constitutional Republican values, because I don't know if there's a bigger threat to our liberty than Agenda 21 right now.
Well, and it was Deneen Peterson that spoke about it as well. She's with StopNorthAmericanUnion.com, StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com, and then Tom DeWeese was there at Jekyll Island as well, and he talked about it. He's with AmericanPolicy.org. But you're right. The folks at freedomadvocates.org do an excellent job with information. And I have a link at thirdrailblog.com to their downloadable PDF, which is Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It is an excellent pamphlet. I've ordered dozens and dozens of copies here and distributed them in our community and to our elected officials and so forth, trying to get the dialogue going. And I'm going to jump to page 23 of this thing, you know, because it, well, let's back up. This started in the mid-90s, right? This was an actual document that came out of the United Nations, a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations, United Nations systems, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact on the environment. That's the footnote from the Agenda 21. And it was unveiled in 92 during the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, commonly known as the Rio Earth Summit, where more than 178 nations adopted Agenda 21 and pledged to evaluate progress made in implementing the plan every 5 years. Thereafter, President George H.W. Bush was the signatory for the United States. And I'll just give people a quick example. I'll let John talk about what's happening directly in Austin. I just heard on NPR the day before the Super Bowl, last Saturday, that the taxi drivers in Dallas were up in arms because a new rule had come down the pike that unless you were driving a compressed natural gas taxi, you could not go to the front of the line at the airport. Did you hear about that, John?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So there, I use that as an example of the type of control of property, of commerce, under the Agenda 21 mindset that's on the horizon. That's an example, in my opinion, of real-world application of that for controlling people's behavior.
Yeah, definitely. I like to point out that, you know, over the couple years, Research Infusion Center, I'm sorry, Agenda 21. It's interesting, though, the way to link these two together is they're both a way in which the establishment, you know, be it the globalists, the corporatists, anybody that would seek to use government in order to further their own ends at the expense of others, that's who I define as the enemy, those enemies of liberty that want to use government or other institutions to take our choice away and to exploit us, really. They've really been using this tool or this strategy whereby they create centralization of power through decentralized means. So with the fusion centers, they go out in a decentralized fashion and they infiltrate all of the local law enforcement, local cities, in order to centralize information back to the top. Well, Agenda 21 is the same thing in that they bypass national and state governments altogether in many instances, and it's a straight global to local plan whereby they influence local representatives and local planning departments in order to carry out Agenda 21. So the tactics are very familiar. But I like to describe Agenda 21 by saying if it were to be fully implemented, it would accomplish three things. The first of which, it would eliminate private property rights as we know them today in the entire world. The second of which is it would dramatically alter the political, moral, and social fabric of the United States of America. The third of which is we would see a dramatic reduction in the world population. And this is if Agenda 21 were to be carried to its fullest fruition. Right now we see it impacting our freedoms, in large part our private property rights through eminent domain. But this whole eco-fascism and, you know, green fascism is really how they're taking control. And it's very subtle and very stealthy and sneaky how they're doing it. It's very gradual. Frog in the boiling water, boiling milk. And, yeah, you can see it taking place all across the city. Sometimes it manifests itself through the Climate Protection Plan. In 2007, there was a mayor's summit on climate change, and they came back to all their cities with their little climate protection plans. This was all sponsored by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. And my mayor, Will Wynn, my ex-mayor, who's a total jerk, he used to wine and dine with Al Gore, a big sustainabilist. He came back with the Austin Climate Protection Plan, and among the things that it had in it was this energy efficiency audit, where before you could sell your home, you were required to get an audit to see if you were energy compliant, and then they were actually going to have people be required to upgrade their houses. So you, before you could sell your home, you had to get all new appliances. Thankfully, that was shot down, but just yet another example of how Agenda 21 manifests itself and really micromanages our lives. A lot of people have controlled thermostats that are controlled centrally. They're putting carbon, local carbon tax, cap and trade, and I always try to encourage the Tea Party movement to stop looking up to Washington, D.C. and realize that cap and trade is already being carried out in many of their local communities. And, you know, just as the establishment goes after the local governments because they're more easily influenced, we too have more influence, more power, and we can use our resources because they're so minimal in a more effective and efficient manner when we do battle with the internationalists and the globalists at the local level. So I advocate people just focusing on a local level, local and state, kick the international influence out of your local and state governments, and I say to heck with the federal government. They're already beyond.
John, I'm singing that song all the time. It's a huge distraction, the federal stuff. It's just, it's like watching a freaking a baseball game or a football. It just keeps you distracted is all it is. It's ridiculous, the stuff at the top level. And we need, and there's videos at my blog, thirdrailblog.com. You can search engine John Bush and Agenda 21, and you'll see videos of him standing in front of his city council on several occasions talking about these matters. And it's like, when I'm watching some of these, I'm just laughing because it's the same things happening where I am here in Iowa. You've got the establishment status quo sitting up there, and at some point they get tired of hearing about it. They try and cut you off. They don't want you to speak. But John, you've got a lot of people in the room a lot of times you're there. It looks like you've got some good support there in Austin.
Yeah, we've managed over the past few years, after the Ron Paul campaign, we started Texans for Accountable Government, and a lot of the diehards, I mean, we had like 1,100, actually like 400 people on our meetup group. We had the largest Ron Paul meetup in the country, but unfortunately, you know, 98% of those people kind of went back to sleep. There's another reason why the federal politics is BS and why I'm not concerned at all if Ron Paul's going to run in 2012, because a lot of these people, they were apathetic. You know, Ron Paul cured my apathy, and then they participated in this presidential campaign, spent their life savings on his campaign, you know, dedicated 20 hours a week to it. The guy didn't win, and now they're even more disillusioned than they were before. So I heck with it. But, yeah, we really have grown a local movement, and it's very important for people to organize. And, you know, one person can do a lot, and you don't need a crew or an organization behind you. But if you do have an organization that you can speak on behalf of, then your voice is magnified. And there's a lot of things to organize around these days. You could even get involved in your local Tea Party group, your local Patriot group. I know there's We the People groups around there. But if there's not a group in your area, you can just start one, you know, say your local government, you know, rally-ins. I'm thinking of Raleigh, North Carolina. I know what you say, but, you know, we'll say Smithville Activists for Peace or Smithville for Accountability or We Are Change even. So sometimes it helps to have an organization and a group behind you because your voice is made louder, and we definitely have managed to do that here in Austin.
You know, the word sustainable is kind of a double-edged sword. On the surface, it sounds like, well, of course we want sustainability. You know, it's you want fiscal sustainability. You want environmental sustainability. But what I was fascinated by, John, was when I looked up some, and there's the videos embedded at my blog. You guys actually in Austin have a sustainability director, or what's her title?
Yeah, we have a chief sustainability officer. Her name's Lucia Atkins. She's from Seattle. Me and Michael Shaw actually confronted her and asked her about the global depopulation aspects of Agenda 21, and wouldn't you know it, she affirmed it. She kind of brushed it off, saying, I don't think it's one of the most important issues. But she definitely affirmed the existence of a plan to depopulate the globe. And she's from Seattle, which is another big Agenda 21 city. So people need to be aware. They're now having cabinet-level bureaucrats that their sole purpose is to bring about Agenda 21. But you bring out a good point, you know, for people to go up there and say, we're opposed to sustainable development, it's kind of difficult to get a backing because the definition of sustainable development is to provide future generations the same access to resources that our current generation has. That sounds like a great idea. You know, we should we shouldn't exploit all the resources now and leave the future generations hanging, just like we shouldn't put them in debt with our bailouts. Same kind of thing. But the way to go about that isn't through coercion and control. So sometimes it's not a good idea to necessarily speak out against sustainable development. It's better to speak out against the mechanisms that they're using in order to promote sustainable development. And we've actually found here in Austin that many of their sustainable development plans are actually creating unsustainable development. So Austin's a total liberal city. Probably about 90% of the voting population in Austin are either, you know, anti-establishment left, Democratic socialists, just Democratic Party hacks. There's a lot of good lefties, though, that have a lot of overlap as far as civil liberties goes. But we've been able to demonstrate, like, hey, you know, you guys are calling for sustainable development, and here you are bringing in this massive billion-dollar water treatment plant because of Agenda 21, because they're driving people out of the rural communities into the town.
Hold that thought, John.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to Common Sense with President Bill. Thank you for staying with us this hour, and be sure to stay tuned for Michael McKay's Radio Free Market coming up right after this at the 1 o'clock time slot. He always has an excellent show. John, you were talking about that they're forming a water what now again in Austin?
Yeah, it's an example of a way to talk to the people in your community. So in Austin, there's a whole major environmental community Many of them have been exploited by Agenda 21. A lot of them have, you know, the best interest of the community and the environment in mind, but they're bringing in this $1 billion. It's going to cost $1 billion when it's said and done. Water Treatment Plant 4, because they expect the population to double by 2035 here in Austin. Well, the reason that the population is expected to double is because of Agenda 21. Specifically in Agenda 21, it calls on planning departments and governments to carry out policies to drive populations out of rural areas into urban dense communities. Yep. So what we see is this population driven, and they use eminent domain, they use toll roads to close off little towns, and that's the reason why we have this unnatural growth. So what happens is, you know, if they plop this Water Treatment Plant 4 on one of our lakes here that just experienced one of the biggest droughts ever, it's likely that they'll deplete that resource. So here we have an example of Agenda 21, which claims to promote sustainable development, being contrary to actual sustainable development. So mm-hmm. any opportunity I have to point out how Agenda 21 policies are actually contrary to what the community wants, sustainable development, then I think it's a wonderful tool. And that's something to do to influence people on the left and environmentalists. To influence conservatives and people on the right, you can really just point out the centralization aspect. Once you tie together cap and trade with what's going on locally, then I think it's really easy, because many conservatives, Tea Party folks, patriots already have a bad taste for cap and trade in their mouth. And once you can just point out that it's already happened at the local level, then it makes it all the more easier. And I wanted to read you something real quick that I recently found. It's issue 2, The Future of Local Agenda 21 in the New Millennium by J. Gary Lawrence. He's a Seattle sustainabilist. This is a United Nations Environment and Development UK paper. It's the Millennium Paper Series, a series of discussion booklets, which will be brought to you by the United Nations Environment and Development UK between now and Earth Summit 3 in 2002. So check out what this says. This is just right here out in the open. And you mentioned anytime you hear smart growth or central planning, you'll know it's Agenda 21. They say, in the case of the U.S., our local authorities are engaged in planning processes consistent with Local Agenda 21, but there is little interest in using the Local Agenda 21 brand. Participating in a UN-advocated planning process would very likely bring out many conspiracy-fixated groups and individuals in our society, such as the NRA, citizens militias, and some members of Congress. This segment of our societies who fear one world government and a UN invasion of the United States through which our individual freedom would be stripped away would actively work to defeat any elected official who joined the conspiracy by undertaking Local Agenda 21. So we call our process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth.
All three of those terms I'm hearing in my county right now, John. And yep. Listeners, I can't tell you, you've got to get engaged. You need to go contact your city administrator, your county administrator, and find out, and just play dumb. You know, hey, are you guys working on sustainable development? Are you guys doing smart planning? Do some search at your state website for your legislators. Find out if there is a smart planning piece of legislation in the hopper. Call your state legislator. Get on the ball on this, folks. It is, without a doubt, it is one of the most insidious and stealthy, and it is a slow creep. You know, you need to be looking out for multi-jurisdictional agreements happening in your area, councils of governments being formed amongst counties. Pay attention, folks. John, thank you so much for all the efforts you and Catherine have been up to with Operation Defuse and everything else you're doing with the nullification and everything you're doing down there. I'll have you on the show in a few months and catch up again. I can't thank you enough for all your efforts.
All right, thanks a lot, Todd.
The next round of the worst financial